Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. Hey everyone, Dr. Josh Hant here again for Lifestyle Locker Radio. This is episode 247. It's a Lifestyle Locker short. So this is week two of me using the X3 bar trainer, the one that Dr. John Jaquish has designed, helping me build muscle 3x faster, three times faster, as well as helping build bone density. So this takes about 10 minutes a day. I'm not even at that 10 minutes yet because I'm pushing through and I'm fatiguing out fast. So you're going to hear more on an episode with him, but I want to give you an update. The training in that short 10-minute time has been pretty awesome. You know, I feel fatigued. I feel the muscles. I feel everything getting worked really, really hard. I'm doing four movements, which he calls the push movements, and four movements, which are called the pull movements. I took some pre-photos. You're not going to get any new or even the original photos yet. I'm going to actually share those in 3 months. We're doing a pre and we're doing a post. So I want you all to be able to follow and track me, but I'm going to give you updates as we go. It's not really anything crazy at this point. I don't notice any huge gains. I notice my strength is a little bit more. I'm able to use thicker bands. I have, I believe, four bands that are using. I don't have he has a band that's a 600 pound resistance band. I'm, you know, based on my biceps and my chest and my legs, I'm not a 600 pound squatter or 600 pound bencher yet with these bands. So potentially I can be lifting a lot and pushing a lot. But as a runner, as someone that's very active with the endurance world, if you will, I do my best to balance this out. And just an update on me right now, I have something going on in my left hamstring. We're not sure if it's a muscle tear. We're not sure if it's something called thrombophlebitis, which is an inflammatory thing in the superficial blood vessels in my hamstring. It looks bruised. It's beat up a little bit. It hurts to touch. But nonetheless, I'm still charging forward. I've taken now 2 weeks off of running. This is my second week I'm taking off of running, or 1.5 weeks, whatever it is. It's driving me nuts a little bit, but I ultimately know I need to heal. I'm able to go through these ranges of motions with the exercises. I'm being a little bit more gentle with the deadlift right now. It doesn't aggravate it at all. When I do it, I just don't want to increase more strain in the area where it is currently being bothered. So the X3 bar, so far, so good. Really, really cool. You know, and in the world right now, you know, more crazy. It's been crazy, you know, since, you know, pre-2020. But 2020, we know, was a part of my New York here, but it was a shithole of a year in a sense that there was so much confusion, so much fear, so much discomfort built into life that year and uncertainty that I think we really need to start digging ourselves out of this hole. No matter where you are, wherever you are in your health and your life, it is always, not sometimes, always the best idea to be proactive with your health. You know, with a program that we use, which is called the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program, is a simple step for a lot of people to do, but you don't even have to do that. There are many things you can do to be proactive. I mean, you need to be thinking about what you're putting in your mouth, what you're eating and drinking on a regular basis. And I may have mentioned this recently in a recent past episode, but I truly believe, you know, for those of you that are old enough to know what a triple beam balance is, right? That, you know, you put two things on it and you want to even that weight out or whatever you're looking for. So I think you have the positive, you have the things that are going to drive you towards health, towards wellness, towards longevity. And you have things that are going to drag you in the other direction, sickness, disease, and death. So when we look at this balance, this scale that can go up or down, I urge you, really, we have the choice, but I urge you to choose things that are going to be put into the side of that scale that are increase health, wellness, and longevity, right? And those are healthy lifestyle choices. We're seeing lots of crazy things. You know, we have heart disease and cancer and diabetes and all of these things, which ultimately have started to become lifestyle-based diseases. I shouldn't say they started. They are lifestyle-based diseases. And we have the choice to pull ourselves out the best that we can. Yes, are there some genetic factors? Of course. But those are few and far between compared to the mass amount of lifestyle choices that we have every single day. So, you know, when you're going out in the morning, if you're a breakfast person, are you choosing the cereal, this fixed with sugar, genetically modified products that's going to bring your body towards a sickness, disease, death direction, right? It's going to bring us that way. Or are you the person that says, you know, I'm going to have a couple hard-boiled eggs, or I'm going to have some scrambled eggs or whatever it may be, something made with some nice good Kerrygold butter in a pan. So you get to choose how you want to participate in your own health and your own life. So the lifestyle choices on that good side of the scale need to start to outweigh by a lot the things that we even may have been doing for years or decades, right? The negative things. If you know you're someone's like, oh, I eat pizza every week. Yeah, that's probably not the healthiest thing to do. But you probably already know that. That's not something I need to teach you. So I urge you to start to do things. Add good low glycemic vegetables into your lifestyle. Add some good healthy fruit into your lifestyle. Make sure you're getting the right amount of protein. Make sure it's a good quality source of that protein. Stay away from things that are genetically modified, like the stuff that we're seeing in these things, like these people that want to be plant-based, go for it. I'm not opposed to it. It becomes a personal choice. But when you're putting these Beyond Burgers, which, you know, they have glyphosate and other things in there, which are things that genetically modify plants, not so good, right? So make sure your flesh, if you're a flesh eater, your plants, if you're a plant eater, or if you're an omnivore doing both, make sure you're picking the right quality of those and quantity. Test things out like intermittent fasting, like you've heard here on Lifestyle Locker Radio. Test things out like longer fast, maybe doing a water fast, maybe doing a 3-day flash fast, something that we've shared with Green Smoothie Girl. And you can go back and look up Robin Openshaw's episode on Lifestyle Locker Radio to get the link so you can actually get that product. It's phenomenal. I've done it multiple times. You may want to do something like a 21-day detox. There are so many different things to do to jumpstart your health, because I tell you what, 2020's gone. We're in 2021. And frankly, we're halfway. We're more than halfway done with 2021 here. And are you healthier because of what happened in 2020? Are you sicker? Are you taking care of your life, your health? And another food for thought here is, are you engaging with people, with practitioners, physicians, doctors that are in the healthcare world, not the sick care world? Listen, if you're injured, you have a broken bone, you have some kind of emergency going on, the sick care world is built for you, right? They're there to, you know, I need to get stitches, I have a broken bone. Oh my God, I had a heart attack, if you survive that. Things like this, emergency medicine is the best. But for taking care of your health, you got to do things that are proactive and work with doctors like chiropractors, maybe like an acupuncturist, maybe an Eastern medicine specialist, massage therapy, right? Self-care is huge, obviously, in this world. So you need to really start to focus on the things that are going to be proactive and keep you healthy versus the things that are just going to avoid you from dying. We're all jumping from crisis to crisis in our life, and we don't have to. How about we start to be proactive and do the things that we know we should be doing, could be doing, and would be doing if we had better mental toughness? Choose to be healthy. Choose it. Because I tell you what, if you have a family, if you have good friends, if you have children, if you have grandparents, just think, if you were not healthy, you're going to have the burden, and you're going to give that burden to everybody else when you're sick. So do things proactively and take that leadership stance with your health for yourself, not for anybody else. And then the great thing that happens when you're happier, when you're healthier, when you're fitter, right? When you have more muscle, when you have all these good things that are going on in the health world, when you're doing this, you lead other people besides yourself because they see the good things that you're doing. You know, when you're sharing things and images and thoughts on social media that are proactive, like, holy cow, you know, I did my 2 mile walk today. I did a 5K run today. I'm doing this challenge so I can get up from my couch to the 5K. I'm going vegetarian for 2 weeks. I'm doing the carnivore diet for 2 weeks or a month or whatever it may be. Sharing these things inspires others to be better. And people need more inspiration and less motivation. I know that may sound weird, but when we have motivation, motivation needs to happen all the time. It's like a shower, right? You got to do that every single day. You got to clean yourself regularly so you're clean. Just like motivation, you may need to get recharged every single day. But if you're inspired, you wake up inspired to make a difference in your own health, in your own life, other people sense that. They feel it. They see it. They hear it in your tone of your voice. They hear it in your messaging. So go out and conquer your own health and take control of it. Be awesome and make it worth your while. Because I'll tell you what, it's fun to go on a trip or on a vacation or a holiday, whatever you want to call it. If you go and do something like this where you're like, you know what, I just want to go and sit at the beach and drink all day to oblivion, you know, that may happen sometimes. But how cool is it that you can go away and say, you know, I'm going to go to a national park and I can have no problem hiking for 4, 5, 6 hours in a day and doing that multiple days in a row without being totally wiped out because I normally don't do anything to take care of myself. So baby steps is good. And here's some cool food for thought. In the world of longevity, I actually heard a really neat statistic the other day from one of our guests that we had in the past, Ben Greenfield. He mentions in his book, Boundless, I'm listening to the audiobook, he says people that walk, mild exercise, like walking 450 minutes a week, increase their longevity by 30% compared to those that do nothing. 30%, that's not small, that's huge. So consider taking that walk today. Consider moving a little more today and every day. So that's my message for you. Have a great day, evening, and night. I appreciate you all, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye. Hey, it's Dr. Josh Hant here, and we need to talk about your health, your fitness, and your lifestyle. I know you. If you're like me, you've seen sickness and disease and even death in your life. And we know the leading causes of death in the United States are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Many of these conditions and diseases are considered lifestyle-based. And I know that lifestyles in the United States and other countries are not where they should be. We also know that they make you more vulnerable to other sicknesses and conditions. We tend to get our advice and recommendations on health from commercials and marketing, from fast food to pharmaceuticals, and not from experts with real world experience. Unfortunately, we follow people or products who don't walk the walk or talk the talk. They simply just don't care about your health. It's just about their bottom line. I know we've heard it from our friends and from even our own self-talk that we don't have enough time, we can't make the changes, or there's just too much to do to be healthy. But there is a way to actually take control of your lifestyle and have the accountability and the support you need. We can be bigger than our excuses. For the past 14 years as a chiropractor, I've worked and continue to work with thousands of patients with their lifestyle and ultimately their health. I am now bringing the same philosophy to the online space where we can work as a group to get better, stronger, healthier, and be bigger than our excuses every single day. I've created the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program to be an online-based, training-based program where you get to learn and be engaged with others in your journey towards a healthy lifestyle and ultimately a healthier life. To be part of this amazing movement, it's just $5 a month. Yes, it's only $5 a month, and that seems too good to be true. Well, it's not. So for the price of a gourmet coffee, you will have access to an amazing program and amazing people that want the best for you too. So when you dive into the content below this video to learn about our lifestyle philosophy, you'll see that we are incredibly unique. No other online program focuses on lifestyle the way we do and delivers the quality and the quantity of content that we do for just $5 a month. And it's not just about the movement. There's a lot more. It's really about your health. So check out the details and other videos below. And when you sign up, I'll even send you the ebook, Inside the Locker, which dives deeper into creating an awesome lifestyle. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of the Lifestyle Locker 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program.